This is In the News with breaking news on December 29, 2005. I'm Scott Bergwin from KSOWLP in Cottage Grove, Oregon. This is from United Press International and CommonDreams.org, dated today, Thursday, December 29th. Uranium suspected in Iraq mercenary's death. The death of a Peruvian security guard who had worked in Iraq may have been caused by exposure to depleted uranium. Wilder Gutierrez Rubio, 38, died a few hours after arriving in Lima, Peru on December 6th. Days before, he had been diagnosed with severe leukemia at Ibn Sina Hospital in Baghdad and immediately flown back to his home country. This is according to WorldSocialistWebsite.org, reported that Wednesday. WSWS.org said Gutierrez was part of a 200-man Peruvian contingent sent to Iraq in early October to provide security for Baghdad's Green Zone. It is widely suspected in Peru that Gutierrez's leukemia was the result of exposure to high levels of uranium in Iraq, the site said. Gutierrez was one of more than 1,000 Latin Americans recruited by U.S. private security contractors to work in different countries. Since the U.S. invasions of Afghanistan and Iraq, about 20,000 people have been hired to work as private security contractors, WSWS.org said. This figure represented one private security guard for every 7 uniformed Army soldiers in these regions. In all, $30 billion was spent by the U.S. government on private security contractors in 2004, according to WSW.org. Again, that's from United Press International and CommonDreams.org. This is Scott Bergwin from KSOWLP in Cottage Grove, Oregon, with a breaking news story from In the News. Talk to you next time.